How is the United States government a Ponzi scheme, Colonel Kwiatkowski?
Well, when we think of like Social Security, I think it's easier to understand that it's a Ponzi scheme. You know, we take from the current investors to pay back past investors. So it has to always go forward. It's not holding resources. It's not generating resources. It's simply taking from one group to pay off a previous group that's been effectively lied to. And so in that respect, I think Social Security fits that bill. Medicare and Medicaid fit those bills, you know, many of our welfare programs. But actually, what happened was I was listening to a crime show, and they talked about clawback, which is the legal response when a Ponzi scheme is discovered and whether it implodes or it's reported or somehow. And the clawback goes after those that invest in it. And it occurred to me that we the people, average Americans that are living today, we're the ones investing in this Ponzi scheme. And, you know, we look at victims of other Ponzi schemes and we say, well, yeah, they're victims, but they were promised a lot and they kind of took a risk and maybe they should have made better choices. We can say that about an average Ponzi scheme victim. But in the United States, we're all victims and yet we are all slaves to the scheme, because I don't know anyone who can avoid participating in the support of the United States government. And I think it reaches in even to our military activities. You know, you continue to pay the Pentagon and the stuff they've had in the past, they give that away to foreign countries or they stockpile it somewhere and continually buy new stuff. There's no real gain of value in any of the things that the government does in our name and right. With our money.